Welcome to the Ames International School of Ministry podcast with your host and instructor, Pastor Vince Rizzo. And now with today's lesson, here's Pastor Vince.
Welcome back. We're now going to be dealing with chapter number 13, which is lesson number 13 in your book, and it'll be on 1 and 2 Timothy. The objectives are that upon completion of this chapter, you're going to be able to name the author of the books of 1 and 2 Timothy. You're going to be able to identify to whom the books were written, state the purposes for 1 and 2 Timothy. You're going to be able to write the key verses of the books of 1 and 2 Timothy from memory, and state the life and ministry principles for the books. So first off, we're going to deal with 1 Timothy, and for an introduction, the author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to Timothy. And the purpose was that Paul wrote this letter to a co-laborer named Timothy who was ministering as an interim pastor in a church in Ephesus. The book concerns some of the problems and needs which existed in this church. The key verse is found in chapter 4, verse 12. The life and ministry principle for this book are that we should live a life exemplary of the ministry to which we have been called. The main characters are Paul, Timothy, Hymenaeus, and Alexander. And now we'll get into the outline. In Roman numeral number 1, we have the introduction. In point A, we have from Paul, an apostle of Jesus, by the commandment of God and Jesus. In B, to Timothy, a son in the faith. In C, grace, mercy, and peace from God and Jesus. In D, personal instructions to stay in Ephesus. In Roman numeral number 1, we have to preserve the purity of the gospel. Point A, the charge. Subpoint number 1, to teach no other doctrine. 2, do not give heed to fables. And 3, do not give heed to genealogies. Point number B, we have the aim of the charge, which is charity or love. Point number 1, out of a pure heart. 2, of a good conscience. And 3, of faith unfeigned. Point number C, we have the reason for the charge. Point number 1, some have turned aside to vain jangling. Point number 2, they desire to be teachers but have no understanding. And 3, they use the law improperly. Subpoint number A, the law is good if it is used properly. And B, the law was not made for the righteous. And point C, the law was made for the lawless. Point number 1, it was made for the disobedient. 2, the ungodly. 3, sinners. 4, unholy. 5, the profane. 6, murderers. 7, whoremongers. 8, them that defile themselves with mankind. 9, men stealers. 10, liars. 11, perjured. And 12, any others contrary to sound doctrine. And point number 4, the law must be harmonized with the gospel. In numeral number two, we have Paul's relation to the gospel. In point A, it says thanksgiving for his call into God's service. In point number 1, his call was from Jesus. And 2, he was enabled by Jesus. And 3, he was counted faithful. And 4, he was put in the ministry. In point number B, we have the description of the one called. Point number 1, he was a blasphemer. 2, he was a persecutor. 3, he was injurious. 4, but he obtained mercy because he did it ignorantly in unbelief. Point number C, we have the explanation for his appointment. Point number 1, due to God's grace. And 2, to make him an example to others. In point D, we have Paul's praise for his relationship to the gospel. In Roman numeral number 3, we have review of the charge of Timothy. Point A, the committing of the charge, and B, the work of Timothy. Point number one, we have a war, a good warfare. Two, hold faith. And three, have a good conscience. Subpoint number A, warning concerning men who have lost faith and conscience. And B, Hymenaeus and Alexander who have been delivered to Satan. We now go into part number two, which is now going into chapter number two. So Roman numeral number one, we have prayer. In point A, we have the duty of prayer. And point number B, we have the nature of prayer. Subpoint one, the supplication. Two, prayers. Three, intercessions. Four, giving of thanks. And then point number C, we have the scope of prayer. Point number one, for all men. Point two, for kings. And three, for all in authority. And point number D, the results of prayer, that we live a quiet, peaceable life in godliness and honesty, and two, that we receive the approval in God's sight. In E, we have the mediator of prayer, which is point number one, which is Jesus Christ, the Savior. And two, by this mediator, Paul is ordained as a preacher, apostle, and teacher. In point F, we have the universality of prayer. Point number one, all men everywhere are to pray. Two, they are to lift up holy hands. And three, they are to pray without wrath and doubting. In Roman numeral number two, we deal with the women in the church. In point number A, we deal with their appearance. Point number one, they should be modest in apparel. Point two, the emphasis on attitude and good works rather than appearance. And B, their worship. And point number one, learn with a humble attitude. And two, do not teach in your own authority or usurp or take authority to yourself. We should all teach with God's authority, not our own. And C, their salvation. Although the woman was first deceived, it was through a woman in childbearing that the Messiah came. Then we have Roman numeral number three as we're going into chapter number three, which is dealing with the qualification of bishops. Point A, they should be without reproach or blameless. Two, or B, they should be husband of one wife. C, vigilant. D, sober or serious-minded. E, good behavior, respectable. F, given to hospitality. G, able to teach. H, not given to wine. I, not a striker. J, patient. K, not contentious or not a brawler. L, not a lover of money. M, not covetous. N, must rule his own house well. O, not a novice or a new convert. And P, must have a good reputation in the unsaved community. In Roman numeral number four, we get into the qualifications of deacons. Point A, they should be grave men of dignity, and B, not double-tongued. C, not given to wine. D, not a lover of money. E, sound doctrine with pure conscience. F, not a novice or a new convert. G, proven, tested, and found blameless. H, if married, the husband of a godly wife, because wives have come to be known as deaconesses, and they are to be, according to chapter 3, verse 11, 1, grave, 2, not slanderers, 3, sober, and 4, faithful in all things. And in letter I, the husband of one wife, and J, he must rule his own house well. In Roman numeral number 5, we have Paul's reason for writing, which is for proper behavior in the church. So part 3, we deal with the minister and his conduct, and we're now getting into chapter number 4. So Roman numeral number 1, we have the minister and false teaching. In point A, it says, some will depart from the faith in the last days. Point B, their errors, which are, point number 1, giving heed to seducing spirits. 2, giving heed to doctrines of devils. 3, speaking lies in hypocrisy. 4, having their conscience seared. 5, forbidding to marry. And 6, commanding to abstain from meat. In Roman numeral number 2, we have miscellaneous instructions on being a good minister. Point A, to instruct the brethren in sound doctrine. B, refuse fables. C, to exercise thyself to godliness. D, accept faithful sayings. E, labor and suffer for God. F, command and teach sound doctrine. And G, do not let your youth be despised, but be an example of believers. And the things we should be example are, in number 1, in word, and 2, in conversation, 3, in charity, 4, in spirit, 5, in faith, and 6, in purity. In letter H, it says give attention to, number 1, reading, 2, exhortation, and 3, doctrine. In letter I, it says neglect not the gift within thee. And J, meditate and give yourself wholly to these things. And K, take heed to yourself and doctrine. Point number 1, continue in sound doctrine. 2, you will save yourself. And 3, you will save those who hear you. Now we're going to go into chapter number 5, which is going to be Roman numeral number 3. Point A, older and younger. Point 1, treat an elder as a father. 2, treat younger men as brothers. 3, treat elderly women as mothers. And treat younger women as sisters with purity. As far as widows go, point number B, honor those who are widows indeed. 2, responsibilities of relatives of widows. And 3, the definition of a widow, which is point A, desolate. B, trust God. C, continues in supplication and prayer. And D, does not live in worldly pleasure. Point number 4, responsibilities of widows of relatives of the widows continued. Point B, the qualifications for widows indeed. Point A, a select number who are dedicated their lives to God. B, not under 80 years old. C, the wife of one man. D, well reported for her good works. Point 1, raised her children. 2, lodged with strangers. 3, washed the saints' feet. 4, relieved the afflicted. 5, diligently followed every good work. 6, those not qualified, younger widows. Point A, they will marry again. And B, this would result in the breaking their vow to be dedicated to God's service. C, they would engage in improper conduct. 1, idleness. 2, wandering from house to house. 3, tattlers. 4, busybodies. And 5, speaking things they should not. 7, instructions to younger widows not in this group of dedicated older widows. A, they should marry. B, bear children. C, guide the house. D, live beyond reproach. And E, warning that some have turned aside after Satan. Now we have letter C, elders. Point number 1, honor those who rule well. 2, provide for those who labor full-time in this position. And 3, those who have not ruled well. A, accusation must be by more than one witness. And B, they are to be rebuked before the assembly. D, miscellaneous. 1, do not be in a hurry in laying out of hands. 2, do nothing by partiality. 3, do not partake in the sins of others. 4, keep yourself pure. 5, recognize that judgment belongs to God. Point A, some sin is judged now, some later. And B, some good works are apparent now and some later. Point A, or E, we now go into servants. And that's chapter number 6. Point number 1, it says honor your masters. And 2, do not take advantage of masters who are believers. Point F, all men. If they teach contrary to sound doctrine of Jesus, they are, point A, proud, B, know nothing, and C, dispute over questions and strife of the words from which come. Point A, envy. 2, strife. 3 railings, 4 evil surmising, 5 perverse disputing of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. And 2, withdraw yourself from these types of men. Point 3, godliness with contentment is great gain. Point A, we came to the world without anything. B, we can take nothing out of this world. And C, we should be content and our basic needs met. Point G, the rich. Point number 1, the problems of the rich. A, they fall into temptation. B, they fall into snares. C, they engage in foolish and hurtful lusts. D, they drown in destruction and perdition. Point number 2, the wrong motives of the rich. A, the love of money. B, covetousness, which results in erring from the faith and many sorrows. And 3, the response of the minister towards riches. A, flee these things. B, follow after. Point number 1, righteousness. 2, godliness. 3, faith. 4, love. 5, patience. And 6, meekness. C, fight the good fight of faith. D, lay hold on eternal life. 1, by which you were called. And 2, by which you have a good testimony before others. And E, keep the commandment. 1, without spot. 2, unrebukable. And 3, until the appearing of Jesus. And point number F, charge them that are rich in this world to 1, that they not be high-minded. 2, not to trust in uncertain riches but in God. To do good, to be rich in good works. 5, to be ready to distribute to others. 6, to be willing to communicate. 7, to lay up an eternal foundation. And 8, to lay hold of eternal life. Then we have Roman numeral number 4, the conclusion. Point A, that which is committed to your trust. B, avoid profane and vain babblings. C, avoid oppositions which are falsely called science, through which some have erred. And D, grace be with you. We're now going to be dealing with 2 Timothy. So as far as the introduction goes, the author was the Apostle Paul, and it was written to Timothy. And the purpose of 2 Timothy was Paul wrote this book from prison to challenge Timothy to assume responsibility for the ministry which the apostle was handing over due to his forthcoming death. Paul knew that he would soon be executed for his faith. The key verse is chapter 2, verse 2. And the life and ministry principle are this, that the divine pattern for multiplication of the gospel is each one, teach one, to reach one. The main characters are Paul, Timothy, Phygellus, Hermogenes, Onesimorus, Hymenaeus, Philetus, Demas, Titus, Luke, Mark, Tessius, Alexander, Prissa, Aquila, Aretas, Tromphius, Eubulus, Pudens, Linus, Claudia, Janus, Jambres, and Moses. So, starting in Roman number 1, we have the introduction. Point A, from Paul. Point number 1, an apostle. 2, according to the promise of the life which is in Jesus. B, to Timothy. Point 1, a son in the faith. And 2, grace, mercy, and peace from God in Jesus. Roman numeral number 2, we have thanksgiving. And point A, gratitude to God. Then we have B, reasons for his gratitude. 1, his memory of Timothy. 2, his longing for Timothy. And 3, his memory of Timothy's steadfast faith. Roman numeral number 3, we have exhortation to faithful ministry. Point A, to use your spiritual gifts. To B, to have a courageous attitude. Point 1, do not be fearful. 2, have a spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. And 3, do not be ashamed of your testimony. And 4, be a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. C, recognize your calling. 1, that it's from God. 2, it is through salvation, not works. 3, it is to accomplish God's purpose. 4, it is through the grace of God. 5, it is based on Jesus Christ. 6, it will bring suffering. And 7, it's based on eternal values. In Roman numeral number 4, we have exhortation to sound doctrine. And that's getting into chapter number 2. Point number A, hold it fast. B, the reason for this exhortation is 1, the turning away from sound doctrine by those in Asia, Phygellus and Hermogenes, and 2, the mercy of Onesiphorus. C, the commission of sound doctrine to others. Point 1, to faithful men. 2, who will be able to teach others. D, the guarding of sound doctrine like a soldier. Point 1, endure hardness. 2, do not get entangled with the affairs of life. 3, please him who hath chosen him to be a soldier. And E, striving for the sound doctrine like an athlete. And F, laboring for sound doctrine like a farmer. And G, the duty regarding sound doctrine. H, suffering for sound doctrine. Point 1, based on the example of Jesus. And 2, suffering does not stop sound doctrine. 3, if we are dead with him, we will live with him. 4, if we suffer, we will reign. 5, if we deny him, he will deny us. And 6, if we believe not, yet he abides faithful. Letter I, do not strive over unimportant issues. J, study sound doctrine in order to, at 1, be approved by God, 2, to not be ashamed, and 3, to rightly divide the word of truth. K, shun profane and vain babblings. Point 1, because they increase more ungodliness, and 2, Hymenaeus and Philetus are examples of this. In letter L, establish yourself in true foundation, which 1 is in Christ, and 2, in righteousness. And M, be a vessel of honor. N, flee youthful lusts. O, follow after 1, righteousness, 2, faith, 3, charity, 4, peace, 5, godly associates. P, avoid foolish and unlearned questions. 1, they gender strife. 2, the servant of God must not strive, but must A, be gentle to all men, B, be able to teach, C, be patient, and D, instructing in meekness to repentance. In Roman numeral number 5, we now go on to chapter number 3, which is exhortation for the last days. A, announcement of the coming perilous times, B, the description of evil men of the last days. It says that they will be 1, lovers of their own selves, 2, covetous, 3, boasters, 4, proud, 5, blasphemers, 6, disobedient to parents, 7, unthankful, 8, unholy, 9, without natural affection, 10, truce breakers, 11, false accusers, 12, incontinent, 13, fierce, 14, despisers of those that are good, 15, traitors, 16, heady, 17, high-minded, 18, lovers of pleasures more than lovers of God, 19, have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof, 20, creep into houses and lead captive silly women, 21, are laden with sins, 22, led away with lust, and 23, every learning but never able to come to the knowledge of truth. C, Jannes and Jambres as an example of such evil men. 1, they withstood Moses. 2, they resisted the truth. 3, they were men of corrupt minds. And 4, they were reprobate concerning the faith. D, the limitation of such evil men. 1, they will proceed no further. 2, their folly will be made manifest to all. E, persecution in the last days. 1, Paul is an example of one who has borne persecution. A, his doctrine, manner of life, purpose, faith, long-suffering, charity, and patience endured the persecutions. And B, God delivered him from persecution in Antioch, Iconium, and Lystra. And two, all who live godly will suffer persecution. And F, deteriorating conditions of the last days. One, evil men and seducers shall wax worse. Two, they shall deceive others. Three, they will be deceived themselves. G, the response of the minister to the conditions of the last days. One, continue in sound doctrine. Two, be established in the scriptures. Point A, that they will make you wise into salvation through Jesus, for the faith in Jesus. B, they were given by inspiration of God. And C, they are profitable for doctrine. One, two, for reproof. Three, for correction. Four, for instruction in righteousness. Point D, the word results in perfection. And E, the word results in equipping for good works. In point H, we go on to chapter number 4, and it starts with hold the sacred charge. I, preach the word. J, be ready in season and out. K, reprove, rebuke, exhort with long-suffering and doctrine. 1, this is necessary because the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. And 2, they will want teachers who teach them what they want to hear. And 3, they will turn away from the truth. And 4, they will be turned unto fables. L, watch in all things. M, endure affliction. N, do the work of an evangelist. And O, make full proof of your ministry. In Roman numeral number 6, we now have the conclusion. Point A, Paul's testimony. 1, he is ready and facing death. 2, he has fought the good fight. 3, he has finished the plan for his life. 4, he has kept the faith. 5, there's a reward laid up for him. 6, there's a reward laid up for those who follow his example. B, a request for Timothy to come. 1, the request to come. 2, the reason. And 3, instructions for what to bring. Roman numeral number 7, we have Paul's trials. A, the evil done by Alexander. B, Paul had to stand alone at first. C, but God stood with him through the trial. D, God will stand with him in future trials. Roman numeral number 8, we have the conclusion. A, salutations to Priscilla, Aquila, and the household of Onesiphorus. And B, news regarding Paul's companions. C, the appeal for Timothy to come. D, special greetings. And finally, E, the benediction. That's it for this lesson. Go ahead and do your chapter self-test and join me for the next lesson.
Thanks for listening to today's lesson. Sign up today and download your free digital lesson books when you join our free or low-cost accredited studies. For more information, visit us online at www.freebiblecollege.com.